Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Elise Benin is here. Elise is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder of Marketing Mentor. She's the author of a number of books, something under 20 books that are sold something under a million copies across the world, including The Creative Professional's Guide to Money, including The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing, including Stop Pushing Me Around, I think is the shy book, as I remember. She's our good friend, Elise Benin, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Really good to be here.
Good to have you back. I don't have the shy book in front of me for some reason. Stop Pushing Me Around, is that right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So it's good to have you back, Elise. One of the things that happens when you've got a creative professional like a consultant or anybody that's in the marketplace trying to talk to customers, you've got pretty powerful personalities oftentimes on both sides of the desk, don't you? The customers, you know, they've made their own way in the world, and they've got their own opinions and their own way of communicating, and then you got the problem solver on the other side of the desk who's there to slay dragons and conquer new frontiers, right? You put those folks together, sometimes you got a failure to communicate, don't you?
Yes, I think that's true, but I think it happens in all different types of situations, and I am thinking a lot about this at the moment because I'm putting together a program about how to develop healthy, balanced relationships with your clients and with your collaborators. And one of the things I've noticed that no matter how good your communication skills, there are always ways to do it better, number one, and also always things that you didn't think of, or, you know, you have to leave room in the communication to add later. And especially when it comes to scoping out projects, that's especially what
when
I'm
you say
about
add
later.
Add later. Are you talking about withholding something or metering out the information? Or what are you talking about?
Yeah, just especially when, you know, you're working with someone new that you've never worked with before, and you don't know how they work, and they may not even be aware of everything that they need you to do as a consultant or as mm-hmm. a designer or as a creative mm-hmm. professional. And, you know, you're trying to price the project, and you're trying to outline the scope of the work so that everyone's clear on what's being done. And I've been doing a lot of this lately, and I noticed that no matter how well you do it, there's always things you haven't thought of, glitches that come up, you know, things that you have to add in later. And that's where the communication seems to break down, is because you've established a certain set of expectations. This is what we're going to do. And, of course, it always changes. And how do people deal with that?
Right. Well, so how do you do that? I mean, how do you... Well, one thing you've got to be able to do in order to accomplish what you're talking about, you got to be comfortable in your own skin. You got to have some maturity. You got to have been around a while. You got to have done this a little bit, so that you can feel comfortable with what you're telling them and what you're not telling them yet. What do you think?
I think that's true. Although, you know, where does that leave the people who are relatively new, young, and perhaps not so young, but still not comfortable in their own skin?
Right. Yeah. I don't. Well, they just got to spend time in the marketplace. I mean, that's what I did. Mm-hmm. That's what you did. Mm-hmm. You just have to. You have to make mistakes. I mean, I can't. I can. I actually remember some of the mistakes I made. I actually remember. I mean, I'm talking decades later. I can tell you about a call. Who was there? What I said that was so stupid, and how I fixed it. And I'm talking years and years later. I remember specific moments where I really blew it.
Me too.
Yeah. And that's good that they still live in us, because now whenever I go on a call, I mean those are sitting on my shoulder, and so you have to, so is that the key to communicate to getting better at communication? Is one of the keys to getting better just screwing up a few times and learning from that? I mean, the question is not whether you're going to make a mistake. The question is not whether you're going to make a communication. You're gonna mess up and not do well in communicating with a prospect. The question is, because that's going to happen. The question is, are you going to learn from it?
Right. And I think what I see happening is that no matter the level of maturity, there are certain people who either don't want to see the mistakes that were made or admit to them, and so end up, kind of paying the price themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And not learning from it.
Their whole life. How about their whole life, Elise?
Yes,
I'm sure. We know these people, right?
Uh-huh.
Self-analysis, Elise. Self-analysis.
Yeah.
One of the best things that was ever taught to me back in the 70s, I was with Xerox. I worked for Xerox, and they taught us self-analysis. And that was one of the best things that anybody ever taught me, was how to be self-aware of how you behave on a call, and then do a debriefing of yourself after the call, as if a manager were with you and that person was helping you. If you're by yourself, just debrief yourself, replay the whole call, identify the things that you did good, the things you didn't do so good, because what I learned was every post-call analysis is a pre-call analysis for the next call, right?
I like that, actually.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to sound so surprised. So, every post-call analysis is a pre-call. So whatever I burned in that last call, whatever kind of carpet bombing I did for the last prospect, if I'm smart, I'll learn for the next one, and I won't do that.
Mm-hmm. I had a situation yesterday where someone who was doing something for me made a mistake and let something go, a domain name, actually, and then someone else bought it. And she was so upset and, I think afraid of what I was going to say or how upset I was going to be or something like that. And so she started the conversation with, listen, I just have to tell you that I made this mistake, and here's the situation, and I'm really sorry.
Mm-hmm. Elise, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you tell us what you did. Let's tell the audience how many lashes with a wet noodle you gave her after these messages. Elise Bennett and I will be right back, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.